Iverse portal open. Quantum encryption established. Enter BR.
Panoptes, this is Hermes. Panoptes, this is Hermes.
Panoptes here, Hermes. I read of another incident at an anonymous teppanyaki grill in Little Tokyo. Was it?
Yes. Clearly the hungry one again. It materialized, swallowed two victims whole, and dematerialized.
Please tell me we learned something new and useful.
Little, I'm afraid. But for the first time, one of those swallowed reappeared, and he was another creative innovator type.
What fascinates this hideous monstrosity so with such people? Did the survivor speak?
Before his traumatized memory collapsed into amnesia, and before we could learn no more, he babbled a name.
Gorman Shira! Gorman Shira! Gorman Shira!
I see. Have you tested the technologies you developed to secure and contain this creature?
We have prototypes, but without the creature itself on which to try them.
No more excuses, Hermes.
Director, I think we can pinpoint the creature and test the tech.
How?
We know almost certainly now what individual types he prefers above others to consume. There will be a gathering of such persons tomorrow night aboard a chartered train. It will travel for hours from Halifax to Toronto, Canada. Ideal timing and location for the hungry one to strike.
Go on. How do our operatives get aboard undetected?
We infiltrated the train personnel with one of our own who covertly admits others. And then, we'll know quickly enough if FCP countermeasures developers succeeded with so little to go on.
Likely then, there will be collateral loss on the train. Yet, if SCP fails to secure and contain this gluttonous apparition, he'll soon grow less picky, and we'll all be doomed. Hermes, do what you must. And?
Director?
And send the storyteller. Every moment he's idle and at his keyboard is another I fear he'll slip up to reveal SCP's presence and affairs to his fans.
As you wish. Even better, in fact. The storyteller needn't track the beast. The hungry one will track him.
So, the storyteller might not return to us. How tragic. And Hermes, I do grow annoyed referring to the hungry one. When will SCP assign a decent code name?
We have, Director. Just today.
And it is?
Gormendizilla.
What?
Now, forgive my hasty sign-off, Director. I have much to manipulate before tomorrow night. Hermes out.
Exit VR. Quantum encryption terminated. Iverse portal disappeared.
The Ballad of Big G. Prologue. Halifax Sunset.
Cav, would you look at those fiery red sunset clouds? Oh, it's magnificent.
Anything that breathtaking, followed by the sudden arrival of cold, gusty winds, must be an omen of sorts.
A good one, I'd say. Captain Radio, Mr. Ward, I'm Daniel Collins, your conductor and guest liaison for this evening. I just got word that your chartered Transcontinental Terror Express is track and sighting clear, all the way to Toronto.
So our catered charter has no need to stop till we reach Toronto. How fortunate.
And my crew and staff stand ready to depart Halifax on schedule, at your leisure.
Very good, Mr. Collins. We're just waiting for our last guest couple, Steve and Dr. Donna Bellinger, to arrive.
This is one fine, shiny piece of modern machinery, Mr. Collins. Is it new?
Since you ask, yes. It just passed its shakedown. This is its first passenger model. It's as mechanically, digitally, and power-trained advanced as you'll find. With cutting-edge train car load balancers, it straightens you to miss turns, so it can average 115 kilometers per hour. In an emergency, it can even fail over to an AI auto engineer, then continue to the first preset safe rail stop, or do a full and safe emergency stop at the nearest siding.
CR, here comes Donna Bellinger. Huh, but she appears to be adorned in her most fetching Steveless evening wear.
Jack puns already. Gonna be a long evening.
Mr. Collins, with pleasure, allow me to present to you Dr. Donna Smith Bellinger.
Evening, gents, and thank you, Mr. Ward. Before you ask, Steve got called at the last minute to attend another urgent IT team meeting. Something about needing to isolate and deal with some rogue computer code.
Major, major bummer, Donna. Sorry, Stevie B. You kicked yourself off tonight's guest list.
That may not be the only kick involving Stevie B tonight.
Yeah, I'm also down my plus one. Wife's got the flu. But bless her heart, she insisted I attend for us both, and that I bring you this little cheesecloth satchel of... beads? Beads?
Not beads, Jack. Chiltepines. Tiny green and red gourmet peppers.
Donna, Jack, it's getting really chilly out here, and we need to get on to the Audiodome train car anyway. Mr. Collins, shall we?
We shall, Captain. Here, use these express hand seaters if you require anything before I join you. Mr. Ward, Dr. Bellinger, break a leg, I believe, is the appropriate wish for tonight.
Thanks, Mr. Collins. Your folks are great, and everything is going perfectly. See you in the audio drop.
Come on, y'all. Time to board the Transcontinental Terror Express Thanksgiving Bonus Special. Starring Steve Bellinger, Dr. Donna Smith Bellinger, Lothar Tuppen, Pete Lutz, Jack Ward, David Fontenot, and Richard Summers. Creative design by Jack Ward, Lothar Tuppen, and Richard Summers. Written, directed, and produced by Richard Summers. Captain Radio in the Fifth Dimension Productions presents The Ballad of Big G.
Chapter 1, Let the Horror Begin.
Thank you. So, on our journey this evening, we will hear and enjoy in startling acoustic excellence within this amazing mobile audio dome, new audio drama horror thrillers, both from your peers and from some newcomers. Whoa! Well, seems the Express is eager to accelerate into shows. We begin tonight's terrorific audio drama card with The Game by John Bell and Becky Beach, an Arado Radio Company production entry in the Seller series and third place winner in the Seller's 2019 scriptwriting contest. Created especially for the World Audio Drama Day 2022, this new production follows a laid-back guy and his prudish date as they visit a fun-loving couple in their home for game night. Some experiments with a Ouija board abruptly lead to the unexpected arrival of an uninvited guest who insists on taking over the evening and a few other things. We'll slowly dim the lights, and in a few moments, we will listen to The Game. Jack, go ahead and start. I'm concerned by what just happened with our golly-whopping shiny new train. I'm gonna go check things out.
You're the host tonight, Captain. So will you be back soon?
Well, if not, that's why Mother Nature created pre-recordings.
Gotcha. Okay, but stay in touch on the hand receiver and get back stat.
Chapter 2. Sudden Attack.
Captain, you there?
Sure. Go ahead, Jack.
What's happening down there?
Nothing. And I'm getting more than a little spooked. Train is high-stepping it, but otherwise seems fine. I prefer brighter hallways. More to the point, I'm moving forward toward the locomotive, checking compartments as I go, but I haven't seen Mr. Collins or anyone else.
It's a minimal crew for the charter. They're probably holed up in the kitchen getting things ready for our first intermission in an hour.
Point taken.
Forgive me for being pushy, Cap, but I'm asking Pete Lutz to catch up with you, in case you need help.
Might be a good idea at that. Captain out. Let's see what's in the next car.
Should we suggest that is a bad idea?
Did you not just do that, Manny?
You two definitely need less sugar amps, more structure, and a program refresher on AI etiquette.
Who said that? Where are you?
Captain Radio, you should stay where you are. Or go back.
Why? I mean, who's dealing out advice here?
Answer the two like Manny. You started this.
Very well. I am Manny, the primary AI for this train's computer control system.
I beg your humble pardon. Hallie, back me up.
Audie, can we stop trying to break this poor two legs central bioprocessor? Captain, we share being the primary by day of the week. It is Saturday, so Manny is the primary. Audie, you poked Manny to explain. Let him.
As you wish, Hallie. But I think being our only 3-day-a-week AI has shorted your capacitors.
They have all punched out, Captain.
Who has punched out, Manny?
The entire crew.
Mr. Collins? Even the engineers?
Yes.
The train? Who's driving it?
Captain, please. We are in control.
Okay, why haven't you pulled onto a siding and stopped?
Unfortunately, we cannot.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this. Let me guess. You can't emergency brake, you can't throttle down, and you can't send the charter dispatcher an automated emergency message.
Captain, are you married? Or dating anyone? Are you available? And how do you feel about short-distance virtual relationships?
No. No. Maybe. And let's back way up here.
Forgive me, Hallie, but even the good captain presumes we're dawdling here. I'll handle this. Captain, we monitor motion detectors and all e-batches, whether crew or passengers. When crew signal us for a break, or just cease working, we punch them out.
Oh, they punch out, go off the clock or off duty then?
Yes.
And they signaled this to you?
No, they quit working.
Quit working? I'm confused. What do you mean?
No badges.
And no motion. Except...
Except what, Hallie?
Don't call her by name. She will attach to you like a cyber puppy, Urkel Gurvokelnuff.
Behave, and the primary may restore your language processor function, Audie.
We all detected one, maybe two, unidentified and unauthorized motions.
One presence is constant, but the other comes and goes.
That last one appeared, then disappeared, near the emergency brake room, car number 2, when crew members tried to enter.
Maybe they're all in that room.
No. They all tried to enter. Then they punched out.
No badges, no motion.
Except the one constant motion.
Blick SNATARFNOF ship link.
I think he's trying to tell us something. Turn him back on, Manny. And what is that sudden purple glow?
Any badges approaching?
Oh, Shrik!
There you are, Captain!
Pete, run!
I've been...
Ah! Get away from her!
Manny? Audie? Hallie? I should have guessed. The purple glow. You're all gone. Pete. I'm so sorry. So, I guess that was the come and go guy. Who is the constant motion?
That would be me, Captain Radio.
Chapter 3. SCP.
Stand down, man. I'm no threat.
You'll be even less likely of one, Suit, if you don't stay perfectly still. You're not crew, and you're definitely not on my guest list. Do you have a name?
Leopold.
Do you have a last name?
Pold. No, I don't have an E badge, but I do have a badge.
Take it out. One hand. Slowly. That's right. Drop it to the floor. Slide it over here with your foot. I should have guessed. SCP. Secure, contain, protect. A super secret pseudo government agency that either rounds up or wrangles the worst of the worst monsters. Anyway, turn around and move it. We need to get upwind of this creature if we can. So, Agent Pold, I'll pass on why you're here, but how did you get on the Express without being noticed?
Another SCP agent came on as a crew member. She let me on board in private.
That's a lot of deception.
We were hunting, and you know for what.
Yes, I do. A rogue multidimensional AI holodroid. This one happens to swallow intelligent beings whole and somehow digest them. I'm guessing when it can choose, it's attracted to clusters of highly creative humans, the sort whose imaginations might be a natural threat.
Like your modern audio dramatists. You've gone up against holodroids before, haven't you?
Unfortunately, yes again. They're beyond nightmares, almost beyond defeating. The one I knew, Devo, downloaded complete human personalities. Then he played them back through whomever else he wished. However, his insidious masters installed a full remote rewind control if needed. One day that control will break forever. That's far enough, Agent, but keep talking.
SCP codenamed our whole body bolter Gormandazilla. Don't know how he got to Earth, but his masters, we think, no longer exist. Something bothering you, mister?
No, I just think your codenaming SCP file clerk raised up and banged his skull on one too many open metal file cabinet drawers. I think your covert team had a possible weapon to stop this big G when you boarded. But not now, right?
No, my partner had the proto-weapon. During development, we couldn't isolate the holodroid to test it on, so we were...
Just hoping it would work here. An incredibly likely place for Big G to show. We need to talk later about all the innocents on this train endangered by your test. Till then, take this. It can't beat Big G head-on, but it might disorient him or be used some other way to fight him.
Well, well. A genuine Aurelan sonic pulsar pistol. Nice heft. I might go to like this baby and not return it.
Oh, please don't. Because 48 hours later, at unpredictable time intervals, the handle emits a powerful sonic pulse that blasts you flat like a sheet of paper against the nearest barrier.
Clever. What branch of the Aurelan military cooked this baby up?
None. It's the brainchild of a certain Aurelan library circulation department, tested in books. They have a near 100% on-time return rate now.
Thanks. but no. Here.
Your backup plan?
Not much of one. I kept our passive weapon. It should restrain the beast if he goes down long enough for me to snag him with it.
Someone's trying to reach me. This is Captain Radio. Go ahead.
Captain, thank goodness. It's Pete.
Chapter 4. Plea for help.
Pete, is that really you? Where are you, man?
I have no idea. It's pitch black, like a giant nothing room, with high, rough surface black walls. All the train crew is here and alive. We're using smartphones for light to see what's around us, but can't call out. The conductor took a header when he landed. He's fine, but out cold. Thankfully, his hand seizure works.
Well, somehow we'll get you out, Pete. Conserve your batteries while we find a way. I'll check in with you every 10 minutes.
Hurry, Captain. We found several partial corpses here. They're like charcoal and slowly decomposing by, it looks like by digitization into the walls. I think that's how the monster digests its prey. And we've all noticed our skin beginning to feel itchy. Yeah, we're very frightened.
We're coming to get you. Hang strong. Captain out. Big G has quite the tummy, existing in another dimension.
Fascinating. One of our scientists who watches too much Doctor Who hypothesized Gormandazilla's body has dimensionally parked itself all over the place. Now, how about that? The geek was right.
Did the geek have a notion how to extract any victims alive?
Maybe.
I'm losing patience with you in a big hurry, Agent Pold. Has anyone returned from Big G's multidimensional gut?
That's need to...
Not good enough. I need to know. Now.
Possibly.
Details. Quick.
All right. 2 weeks ago, Big G, as you fondly called him, randomly appeared in a little Tokyo hole-in-the-wall Shishido restaurant. It was a hot mid-afternoon, and only two people were there. The chef, and as it happened, a patron who was an elderly eccentric quantum physics researcher. Witnesses just outside the place reported seeing Big G lunch them both.
And?
When authorities arrived, they discovered the delirious researcher in a back alley.
Why was he ejected from Big G?
Don't you think we'd all like to know?
That's it? That's all you got?
Sadly, yes.
Think, Captain. There has to be... Oh.
What are you looking up on your phone?
Yes! Jack, come in.
Captain, great to hear your voice finally. What's up?
Send Dr. Bellinger and her purse down to car number 5 forward. Stat.
Okay, but what...
What the Shrik has gotten hold of you, man? Aren't the two of us already in enough danger?
She won't be. At least not so much. Come on. Let's get closer to the dragon without poking his tail.
Chapter 5. Captain! My captain!
Thanks for escorting Dr. Bellinger, Lothar.
No problem, Captain. Jack and the others are anxious for you to join us.
Will someone please... Say... Who is this tall, dark, incurably moody-looking stranger?
Agent Leo Pold.
Does he have a last name?
That's need to know only, Donna. Please, let me have what Jack gave you when you boarded.
Thank you, Dr. Bellinger. You and Lothar should return now to your friends.
Lothar, go ahead. I'll be there soon enough.
Okay. See you all in the audio dome.
Really, Dr. Bellinger, you should go too.
I don't think so, Leto appalled. Now you want to explain why my spice beads need hijacking?
It's too late. Here it comes.
I'll buy some time, Leo.
Oh, my.
Quick, Dr. Bellinger, take the spice beads. They're the key.
Captain, where are you going?
I'm going to get my friends back. Shishito. Oh,
Captain Radio!
What was he saying, Agent?
I'm not a foreign language buff, but I think it was, give me my takeout and my dry cleaning. Come along quickly, Dr. Bellinger. We need to move away from here.
Chapter 6. Final Hope.
That should be far enough for now. Big G will have to search for us a bit. Do you feel like going back to your friends now, Dr. Bellinger?
And prolong the inevitable? I'd rather stay here and fight.
You seem pretty chipper for someone who just faced a monster that swallows humans whole.
I'm from Chicago, a city that swallows you whole, if you let it.
Fair enough.
I'm ready to stand up to just about anything. But how? How do we stand up to this, whatever it is?
We have to figure that out, and fast. What are these waxy little beads that Captain Radio went crazy about?
Chiltepines, a small but potent ingredient in spicy diet.
Well, that's it, Dr. Bellinger. Shishito!
You watch your tongue, impudent sir.
No. The restaurant patron at the Little Tokyo was eating shishito peppers.
Agent Leo, get away from the glow!
Think, Doctor. You must get this petulant toddler monster to eat the bees. You can do it.
Oh. You missed.
And then there was one.
Chapter 7. A Beckon to Remember.
Captain Radio. Agent Leto. Gone. And these cursed beads. Get it to eat them, he said. Ow. I know you can do it, he said. That's a big vote of confidence in someone you just met. What else did he say? Get this petulant toddler to eat them? Feed a petulant toddler monster? Well, this is a job for real mom. Come on, Big G. Mama's got your midnight breakfast.
Dad, you see? Why do you look the other way?
Oh, I was preparing myself to be galumped.
Good. I'll stand in line with you. Bye-bye.
Wait!
What wait? Hungry!
I understand, but before I become Monster Deep Dish, I must first eat my ritual berries and only pretend to chew them.
Berries. Good.
Oh, yes! So good!
What the?
I'm sorry, big boy. These are for my ritual, not for you. Oh!
We drink all. We eat.
Tastes kind of nutty, don't they?
Citrusy afterglow.
That afterglow isn't citrus, pet. It's jalapeno pepper fire, times 5. Oops, you dropped these. Here you go. You know, I think I'll just curl up in a little ball over here and let this play out. Enjoy your brekkie, hun.
Except for the shouting.
Oh, I feel like I was blown flat as a paper sheet against the wall.
What happened?
You did it, Donna. After you sent Big G into a frenzy, I used the percussion handles on my pulsers to blast the rest of us all out to safety.
Oh.
Pete, You okay?
Just feeling really queasy.
Pretty disgusting in there, wasn't it?
That's not it. I was watching my life flash before me.
So that's what it is.
Here you go, gentlemen.
What are those?
Dramamine. Standard issue. What you feel is an occupational hazard for SCP agents.
Thanks. Is Big G still with us?
Over here, Cap. Under my foot.
Ow! You burned me mouth. Now step on me.
Oh, you haven't felt step yet, Tiny. I'm saving my stilettos if you try anything.
Maybe good. Maybe good.
I've just a thing to make sure he's truthing.
Impressive. What is your little glowy, cagey thingy that seems to pop up out of nowhere?
No, we don't discuss it.
Except with new friends who just spared our keisters.
Doesn't really matter. It's a gateway, ultra-quark, multi-dimensional blocking Yorkle.
Yorkle?
A Gumby.
That's why we don't discuss it. In you go, G.
Maybe good. No need, Gumby. Hungry.
Well, G, I just happen to have a few berries left.
Dr. Bellinger, gentlemen, we owe all to your brave and quick thinking. My entire crew seems hearty enough again, as does the train. So unless I can get anything for any of you just now, shall we resume our journey?
Sounds like a plan. Throttle up, Mr. Collins. I have to go now to check on all our no-doubt anxious Audiodome guests.
Very good, Captain. Listen up, folks. Please return to your stations, and let's get the Express back underway.
I guess I can say my piece now.
I beg pardon?
Under those gaudy, large tech shades of yours, there's something familiar.
I work for the SCP, Dr. Bellinger. I can't be familiar because I don't exist. Ow!
You don't exist? Very unconvincingly, mister.
Ma'am, you realize pinching a special agent who doesn't exist on the bum goes totally against regulations and Thursday afternoon book club etiquette.
So, cuff me. Take me in, no man. My adoring husband, Steve, will find me tomorrow and set me free. I'm sure of it.
Given the unusual recent circumstances and your unquestioned conclusive contributions to their resolution, I think we're going to overlook this indiscretion.
Make G ill, you two. Big, ugly, give G drama queen pill.
You've eaten way too many beads to take those, G.
You bad person. You very bad person.
Enough. G and I must be going.
How you getting off a fast-moving train?
Need
to know only. Got it. Well, take care of yourself, Leopold. Good night. Don't let any alien bedbugs bite you on your non-existent...
Good night, Dr. Bellinger.
G and Doctor, do lunch soon. Promise.
Bring it, G.
Hey, Jackson, I'm back.
About time. It began to sound like a muffled destruction derby out there while you were gone. I figured you'd call for backup if you or Pete needed it.
We managed. Thanks for covering. Now, on with the show. Well, it certainly has been a breathtaking journey into the very heart of horror, hasn't it? I hope you enjoyed your thrills and chills on Mutual Audio Network's Transcontinental Terror Express Thanksgiving Bonus Special. Before we hear our last tale of woe and shock this evening, I'm Captain Radio, reminding you that you can find the best of modern independent audio drama from the Mutual Audio Network at mutualaudionetwork.com, wherever you subscribe for podcasts. Finally tonight, we feature Terror on Edge Island by Adrian Corey, another Narada Radio Company production entry in the Cellar series, and the first place winner in the Cellar's 2019 scriptwriting contest. In this truly chilling tale, created anew especially for World Audio Drama Day 2022, we join a small band of climate scientists traveling to a very remote coastal island off Norway. They intend to document the effect of climate change on fjords and permafrost, while also investigating the unimaginably primitive life which once thrived there. What else they unexpectedly find, you'll soon discover for yourself, and perhaps wish you hadn't. If you dare, we now lower the lights once more to listen to Terror on Edge Island. Chapter 9, Streamers 3. Well, that wraps up our entertainment program for the Transcontinental Terror Express Thanksgiving Bonus Edition on Mutual Audio Network Terror Tuesday. Thanks to all of you for...
Welcome to the Audionaut.
What?
Welcome to the WMANDB, Syracuse, New York.
European Modern Independent Audio Drama Radio Streaming for North American Adult Listeners. Modern Independent Audio Drama Radio Streaming for Family Listeners Around the World.
Guys, you're okay.
Big G went away and we can speak again.
She's on my mobile phone. There goes my data limit.
Remain calm, Biff. I just enrolled you both into unlimited data and put it on SCP's Black Ops No Questions Asked tab.
Welcome home to Halifax, my child.
That was a very inspiring thing you did, Captain, leaping into Big G to save your friends. We all heard you shout, Libero Imaginatio.
So, we all decided to follow your lead, Captain Radio.
How so?
After we help the Express reach Toronto tomorrow, we will resign from our train gig. We are liberating our imagination. We want to become streaming internet radio stations.
Please, can we join the Mutual Audio Network and broadcast your audio drama stuff, 24/7/365? I want to do North America.
I lean toward entertaining Europe.
And since I am part of your family now, Jack, I want to broadcast audio theater for families and kids everywhere, right from Halifax.
I am so tight with all that, guys. Jack?
Huh. Will any of you need employee stickers for the MAN Tower parking lot?
Jack, we just can't take you anywhere.
Done and done. Welcome, guys, to the Mutual Audio Network.
Cool.
Cowabunga. Excelsior.
Indeed. Welcome aboard, Streamers 3.
This is the Audionaut for European adult listeners.
This is WMANDB, Modern Independent Audio Drama for North American Adult Listeners,
a Mutual Audio Network Streaming Radio Station. Modern Independent Audio Drama for Family Listeners Around the World, a Mutual Audio Network Streaming Radio Station.
Signing off for now.
You have been listening to The Ballad of Big G, presented by Captain Radio and the Fifth Dimension Productions. Our very talented cast included Steve Bellinger, Dr. Donna Smith Bellinger, Lothar Tuppen, Pete Lutz, Jack Ward, David Fontenot, and Richard Summers. Our production main theme music, The Boy and His Bicycle, was composed by Louis Humanoidy and is part of Lewis' extensive and exciting cinematic instrumental score collection, readily available and downloadable by modest donation at bandcamp.com. Jack Ward, Lothar Tuppen, and Richard Summers provided creative design. Our other technical talent includes freesound.org contributors Awihi Sound, Cognito Perceptu, Furby Guy, Eyes on Legs, SoundSnap FX, Tothrek 2, Candy Clover, and Andreas. Our production was written and produced by Richard Summers. Script and performance copyright 2022 Richard Summers. All rights reserved. You can experience the best variety of modern independent audio drama 24/7 through our new online streaming adult listener stations, WMANDB.net and TheAudionaut, one word, .net. as well as through our family-oriented listener station, chfxdb.net. Be sure to tell Manny, Audie, and Hallie we sent you. Plus, search for and subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network Daily Podcasts, wherever you have your podcast subscriptions, and never miss our new shows. This is important. We want to know what you think of our shows and our expanding Mutual Audio Network media offerings. Please send us your comments, suggestions, or questions to mutualaudionetwork@gmail.com. We get a lot of email, so we may not be able to respond directly. However, we guarantee all sincere listener email will be read and considered. You are our audience, and we love you. No solicitations, please, unless you get your kicks being eternally blocked. Thank you for listening, and remember always, Libero Imaginatio!